Coming up on today's show...
Am I sharing the word of God now as a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion? Or did God help me to become a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion, knowing that I would have the chance then to share the word of God?
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or catholicsportsradio.com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday. Social media is as follows: Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those, and please engage with your fellow listeners. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group, whose members are both listeners and some past guests. There is no cost to join that. Below my picture, near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net, there is a white button that says Join Our Facebook Group. Tap or click on that to get taken there. I so enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. 2 weeks ago on this show, I asked former National Hockey League player Brian Bonin if players were open about their faith during the time that he played pro hockey, or if it was kept private and where he fell on that scale. I am often heard on this show encouraging my brothers and sisters in Christ to step out in holy boldness. The fact is, whether it is a pro athlete in a locker room or us in our daily lives, there will likely be a hesitancy due to how will I be looked upon? How will I be treated? How will others react? In a chapel meditation in May 2014, Pope Francis said, quote, Jesus did not say, poor you if these things happen to you. No, he said, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad. The devil cannot abide the church's holiness. He stirred up hatred in the hearts of those people against Stephen to persecute him, to revile him, and to utter all kinds of evil against him. But Stephen died like Jesus, forgiving, repeating the very words of Jesus, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest earned 2 Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu World Championships, 7 Pan American and National Championships, a European Championship, and achieved the distinction of being ranked the number one competitor in the world in his division. He founded A Fighting Chance, a women's self-defense program, and he is the founder of 40 Fitness, a coaching program designed specifically for adults over age 40 who want to regain strength, improve health, and perform at a higher level without sacrificing longevity. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Peter Iacovazzi.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It is a pleasure to be here and have the opportunity to visit with you.
Likewise, Peter. It is standard operating procedure on this show for us to start off by having the guest tell us where they were born and raised and what the family size was. Fill us in on that as we start your story.
Sure. I was born and raised in Princeton, New Jersey. I grew up in a very, very, I think, a typical Princeton, New Jersey, Italian Catholic family. My father's name was Cosmo, and my mother's Marion. I was the firstborn son. I had a younger brother named Cosmo Jr., and a younger sister. And we spent all of our high school years in and around the greater Princeton area. So Princeton, New Jersey has always kind of been home for me until I grew up and went off to college.
Okay. And tell us about the presence of the Catholic faith in the Yakavazi household when you were a young boy, including any Catholic education you received.
Sure. I grew up in, like I said, I think a very typical Italian Catholic family. My grandparents, my aunts and uncles and cousins, my mother and father, and the Catholic Church was such a big part of our life. We went every Sunday. And in fact, Sundays in the Yakavazi house really revolved around church. Mm. We'd get up in the morning and Dad would always go and get donuts and baked goods. And then we'd sit and they'd have donuts. And then we'd all put on our Sunday clothes and we'd go to church. And then we'd come home from church. And then we always had a big Italian dinner. So I grew up really in a family where my father was very fond of always reminding us, you know, faith and family and friendship are the things that matter in this mm-hmm. life. So as a young Catholic boy growing up, that's what I knew. It's what I lived. It's what I saw. It's how my father demonstrated his faith by showing his love for his family and his friends. My brother and sister both actually went to Immaculata High School, which is over near Somerville, New Jersey. It's a Catholic high school. I did not, but we all had a very typical Catholic upbringing. You know, we went to catechism and we received our, you know, our confirmation. And it just so growing up in the Catholic Church and Catholicism was such a part of our life. It was there. It was always there. And it still always has been.
I know that kids get put into martial arts at a very young age nowadays, but what sport or sports plural did you start out in when you were young, Peter?
Well, I grew up with the benefit of having a father who was in the College Football Hall of Fame. He later played in the NFL, really a living legend in football. So needless to say, football was almost like a religion in our house. So I grew up playing football. I also grew up wrestling. And but when looking back in the Cosmo Yakavazi house, you know, there was the faith, family, friends, and football. So that's really how I should have introduced myself.
Were you playing football because of your father and because you enjoyed it? Or was there ever a degree to which you thought, this is something that I want to see how far I can go with it? Can I get a college scholarship? Can I play in the NFL?
I think like all kids, when you first start, you know, you dream of playing in the NFL. You know, your little kid playing in the backyard and you would adopt the name of your favorite player and you would pretend you were him. At that time, you know, strangely, my favorite player was my dad because he was an NFL player and he was a huge star. So I got my introduction to football came from my father. My love for football just came from playing the game, just being a part of something, a team sport I really, really loved. I think I always dreamed of wanting to play in the NFL. But I think by the time I got to college, I did play in college and I had a wonderful couple years. But I think that I realized I was maybe not quite big enough and not quite fast enough for the NFL. I certainly wanted to be an NFL player.
I see. Yeah, you attended the University of Montana, where actually you discovered a lifelong passion for traditional bow hunting and the outdoors. It is said that you also rekindled your love for wrestling after being introduced to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and that what began as a new challenge quickly became a calling. How so?
First of all, when I went to Montana, I jokingly tell my parents, you know, I went to get a college education, but what I really got was an education in the great outdoors, hunting, fishing, bow hunting, being in the mountains. I mean, going to Montana for me, a young man from New Jersey, and now literally in the wilds of Montana, it was one of the greatest periods of my life. Mm. And I will forever be grateful that my parents allowed me to go to such a great college in such a beautiful state. And the friends I made and the memories and just the experiences I had for a kid from Jersey were priceless. So that's how that kind of came about. With regards to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I had grown up wrestling, so I'd always loved wrestling. But really, once you're done wrestling in school, there really isn't much beyond that. So I was living at the time in Southern California. I was working out in Gold's Gym in Redondo Beach. And I became friendly with Hoist Gracie, who back in the 90s really became a legend in the Ultimate Fighting Championships and the UFC. And before that, he was a legend in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And we just struck up a friendship, and I started doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with him and some of his students. And I always tell the story that here I was, this young, strong, athletic kid from Jersey, and I was routinely getting twisted in the knots and beat up and tapping out to guys that were literally half my size and probably half my athletic ability. So my love for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in the beginning was more of a fascination. It was, how are you guys able to do this to me? And then the challenge began. The challenge began to, first of all, to survive these little guys, and then second of all, to one day maybe be as good as they were. So that's how the challenge of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu became the love of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
That's a really cool story, but I'm still stuck on a kid from Jersey going to Montana, because to me that does speak to the Catholic Foundation and obviously the trust that your parents had that, you know, this wasn't going away to college. This was going away to college. This is a long way from home. So clearly, I think they took a step back and said, look, we know we've raised him right. We know that he's going to go off and pursue his studies, and we don't have to worry about what kind of troubles he's going to get into because of this great family unit that you described for us already, Peter. So I think your parents deserve a lot of credit for, I don't want to say taking that chance. I think to them, it wasn't taking a chance. I think they sent you off with their support and knowing that they had put you in a position to succeed, and now it was up to you to carry the ball from there.
You know, I couldn't have said that better. And yes, you're right. I have been overly blessed in this life. The parents that God gave me, really incredible. My mother, my father, they have always been two of my favorite people in the world. You know, growing up in Princeton, I grew up in the shadow of literally a living legend. My father was a legend in Princeton. And I think what happened when it was time for me to go away to college, my father dreamed of me following his footsteps, going to Princeton University, stepping on the gridiron, and another Iacovazzi becoming a legend at Princeton University. But in reality, I didn't want to, not because it wouldn't have been wonderful, but because all through junior high school and high school, I never had the chance to be Peter Iacovazzi. I was always Cosmo Iacovazzi's son.
Yeah.
And I give my father amazing credit because I think he realized that. I think he realized that if I would have stayed in Princeton, I might never have grown in to be my own man. I would have always been trying to live up to his reputation, trying to fill his shoes. So when the opportunity came for me to go to Montana, even though they were reluctant at first, I give my father so much credit because he told me much later in life, he said, Peter, I knew if we didn't let you go and discover who you were and become your own man, you might never have grown into the man that you are. And so once again, it just shows you the great love and wisdom of a man who really, I mean, my father is more than just my father. He's my hero. He really, truly is.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You went on to a decorated career in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, as I read off in the intro, but what did your faith life look like over that time, especially given how much time you likely were spending both in the gym as well as at the airport?
You know, my faith life has never truly wavered. I think like a lot of young men, you know, it can become stronger at times and weaker at others. But because I grew up with such a great foundation, you know, such a great love of Christ and a belief in the church and a belief in something greater than myself, I was very fortunate that during those difficult times, those hard days of training, those getting beaten up by these little guys, being away from home and having to diet and all the things that come with being an athlete at that level, rather than turn away from my faith, I relied on my faith. You know, I looked for my, you know, that through Christ, all things are possible. I really began to embody that. You know, when things got really, really hard, and they did often, I turned to Christ. I turned to him for strength. I turned to him for guidance. And sometimes I just turned to him for comfort.
Friends, make no mistake that Peter did not use his gifts and talents just for himself, just for his sport. Praise God, he obviously felt the call to serve and has used his skills and experience to help his brothers and sisters in Christ, including, among others, U.S. military personnel. Before I have him describe how he used his Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu background as a tool for others, Alliance Catholic Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Catholic Sports Radio, and when you become a member of Alliance Catholic Credit Union, you are helping to support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide over $50,000 in scholarships every year to families, Catholic high school students, and young people pursuing a college degree. By becoming a friend of the foundation, you help support this work and are eligible to take advantage of all the benefits offered by Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholic.com. Alliance Catholic Credit Union, a financial home for Catholics where banking feels like a blessing. Federally insured by NCUA. Do please be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Friends, I am tempted to use the expression, the more things change, the more they stay the same. 2 weeks ago on this show, you heard me report that I was getting hit with a bill for $135 for the annual renewal for the email marketing platform that I use for the weekly e-newsletter and the mailing list that goes with that. Well, the change is a different bill now and a different amount. The stay the same aspect is, here we go, another bill. Now I am having to pay $200 for the renewal of the website security platform. That is a service that gives me continuous malware scanning, professional hack and incident response, web application firewall, and website CDN performance and caching. As important as all that is in this day and age of hackers and viruses and online threats, wow. When you keep in mind that this is neither my full nor my part-time job, which means that I do not get any income for doing this show, $200 after a bill for $135 is really quite challenging. It is my hope that you believe in this ministry and enjoy the work that I do and feel that Catholic Sports Radio is helping you in your faith life such that you would want to show your support by way of including this mix of faith and sports as part of your tithing. You can do so via the blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. That method is fast, it is easy, and it is secure. It allows you to use your credit card, debit card, or even PayPal, and you type in whatever amount you want. There is no drop-down list of amounts to choose from. Alternatively, for the folks who do not like putting credit card information on the internet, you can write to me through the website, social media, or by emailing me through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net for information on sending a check through the mail. And then, as you have heard me do, when guests or listeners have sent in a contribution, with your permission, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode of the show as a public thanks. Or, as some have asked me to do, you can direct me to keep it anonymous. I am grateful for your prayerful consideration to include this ministry as part of your tithing as I continue working to bring us all closer to Jesus through the mix of faith and sports. Peter, before all that, I was saying that you used the skills and experience from your competitions to help others, including specifically U.S. military personnel. Share with the audience what I'm referring to.
You know, I have been exceptionally blessed in my life. Many years ago, in 1999, when I was living in Brazil, I had just come back from winning a bunch of Brazilian competitions, and I had the pleasure of teaching Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at a friend's school. In the Jiu-Jitsu world, they oftentimes refer to them as an academy. While I was there, one of the guests that was training that week was a United States Navy SEAL, and he was attached to a very special SEAL team, and we became friends. And through that friendship, he just asked me, he said, would you ever like to come and spend some time with me in Virginia Beach and do some training with me and some of the guys on my team? I'd never been in the military. I had never trained with military people, but I thought, wow, what a great opportunity. Literally, I thought, man, I get to go to Virginia Beach and wrestle with Navy SEALs all day. And that was 1999. It was two incredible weeks of just training with and sharing my knowledge at the time with some of the most incredible men I've ever met in my life. And that 2 weeks turned into almost a 25-year career of teaching Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, later learning what the military calls a combatives program, which is really just a military name for close quarter or hand-to-hand combat. And during that time, I have had the incredible privilege of training special operations teams and units all over the country. And like I said earlier, what a privilege to be on the mat and share your knowledge with really the most incredible men I've ever met, the very men that are out there literally giving their lives so that we can have a better life. So, I mean, how blessed am I to get to be able to do that with such incredible men?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I mentioned this in the intro, but your service to others continues in the form of a fighting chance. Tell the audience what that is.
You know, I created a program called A Fighting Chance. It is a very simple, incredibly effective women's self-defense program. Actually, I like to call it a last line of defense program. I've always been fascinated by women that come to me wanting to learn Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and sharing with me, hey, I took this women's self-defense program to survive a violent encounter. And I'd say, oh, that's great. Show me what you learned. And they'll show me. And oftentimes I think to myself, that not only is that not going to work, it's to get you in a worse situation.
Oh, no.
So I began working with some very talented men that were former police officers, and they at the time had created a program that they called Rape Escape. It was a fantastic program. And I got certified in that program many, many years ago. And then I just continued to work with the program. And over time, I began to adapt and adjust the program a little bit more to make it a little bit more user-friendly for all of the women I was working with. Through that, I just kind of modified the program really just a little bit, changed a little bit of the teaching modules, and I created the Fighting Chance program, and I named it after that very simple ideology. I can't make you the next world champion, but what I can do is give you a fighting chance to save your life. And that program I have been teaching now for over 25 years, and it has made a great difference in the lives of women, but it's also made a great difference in my life of being able to serve and help women and really just to make a difference, in the lives of people that we share this world with. And it just, I'm really proud of the program and proud of the things we've accomplished through it.
Now, I believe you are still based in Montana these days.
I am.
Okay. And the reason I ask is because as you're talking about a fighting chance, I'm thinking about the listener in Alabama who's saying, this sounds great. How do I get to be a part of it? Or a husband who's listening in Connecticut and he says, I need to get my wife into this, a fighting chance. Is it something that unfortunately you need to be there face to face in Montana with you for, or can they benefit from it some other way if they're a long distance?
They can benefit it literally from anywhere in the world. I have taught the program in multiple countries in almost every state. You can contact me through my website, A Fighting Chance. The Fighting Chance program, I believe, is the actual new website. Or they can Google me, Peter Iacovazzi. And what I do is I travel around the country and I bring my team of instructors and we present the program anywhere where people would like to host us.
Fantastic.
So we've been everywhere, buddy. And I've everywhere and anywhere, it seems like. And I'm always willing to go wherever there's a need to bring the program.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And audience, I will put a link on the show page for Peter's episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net to his website. And then 40 Fitness, I believe, is your main vocation these days. Tell us all about that.
You know, 40 Fitness is new for me. I've just launched it and we're getting some great feedback. It literally, as the name says, 40 Fitness. You know, I'm in my 50s now. And because I've been training my entire life as an athlete, I've been able to maintain a great level of strength and speed and I think great longevity. And I'm constantly being asked by people, whether it's in my private life, my personal life, or just total strangers in the gym, when they watch me train, they're like, wow, you know, how old are you? And when I tell them, they just can't believe it. And I just say, listen, you know, I'm a product of eating healthy, of training hard, and just staying on the course. So I have a good friend named Travis Williams. He is a retired strength and conditioning coach. He trained many special warfare teams and naval teams. And Travis and I started to put together a program. It's called 40 Fitness. And because we're both over the age of 40, the program would be applicable for anyone. But in reality, we've created the program for those people in their 40s and 50s and 60s and even later that are looking to, we always say, to look better, perform better, and feel better. So it's been really fun developing the program. We're getting great feedback from it. And it's fun because I think a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, they're intimidated by the gym. And when they go to a gym, they don't really know what to do. They're not sure who to ask. And so we've made it so that, you know, a 50-year-old grandmother or mother might say, hey, I want to go to the gym and get in shape, but I don't know what to do. So we've really created 40 Fitness for that person, for the person that feels lost in a world of beautiful bodies at gyms. They just don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and I like that you said they don't know who to ask. In many cases, it's they're embarrassed and don't want to ask.
Absolutely. We see that very often. You know, I think in most gyms, everybody's going to be friendly. And I think that most of the time you go to any gym, most people are always going to be willing to give you help or advice. Unfortunately, sometimes it's the wrong advice or the wrong help. But in reality, I think what happens is that as people get a little bit older, we put on a little bit of weight. We don't feel our best anymore. We don't look like we did in our 20s. And I think especially for women, but I see it across the board, you're just a little uncomfortable and you're a little embarrassed. So we try to take that embarrassment out of it. We have programs where you can do in your home, programs you can do at your office, programs you can do in a fitness center. But we try to put the fun back in it, take away that embarrassment, and just say, listen, you know, it's your life, it's your body, and it's your health.
Wow.
And we're going to make a difference. We always say, we're going to help you create the next best chapter of your life.
Bravo. There's a statement that I want to read to you about yourself, and then I would like you to just expand on it for us. It says, quote, Peter enjoys sharing how faith has shaped his approach to competition, leadership, perseverance, and the pursuit of excellence, reminding others that true strength is found in trusting God's plan and using our gifts to serve others, end quote.
You know, I have tried, sometimes I have failed, but I have tried to live my life by that. You know, the other day I was listening to my daily worship and the conversation, the priest was talking about how the disciples did not choose Christ, that Christ chose the 12 disciples and how different each and every one was. And I thought, you know, I'm here to share what I know. I'm here to hopefully make the world a better place. And any opportunity I have to share my profound love of Christ and my belief in God, I will choose any platform that allows me to do that. As an athlete, being able to talk to jiu-jitsu fighters and practitioners, working with military and law enforcement, and now working with people on their health and fitness. Any chance I'm given to share my love of Christ, my belief in Christ, and just be able to show how my love and belief and faith in Christ has helped shape my life. I choose that platform. I think, you know, at the risk of sounding overly romantic, you know, I'm the luckiest man in the world. The things that this life has given me, and I'm smart enough to understand that these are all gifts that have come through the grace of God. And any chance I can share that with others is just a wonderful way for me to acknowledge how important God and Christ are in my life.
Well, and if you think about the expression, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called, you could look at someone who has been a Brazilian jiu-jitsu champion is going to be able to evangelize, is going to be able to have fellowship with, this is a combat sport. What are you talking about? It's not unlike last week's guest, Robert Prash, who said that he went to prison for 5 years and now he's on the other side and all he wants to talk about is his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you do wonder, you know, how is God going to use you? Look at the 12 apostles and, you know, picking out one of them being a tax collector. This is who your choice is. Yes, this is absolutely who one of my choices is for the 12. And Matthew, you know, look at him, goes on to be one of the gospel writers. So I love what you're saying, Peter, because he knows what he's doing with all of us. And he knew what he was doing with you when he put you on the path that you've shared with us.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. I think he has too. I sometimes ask myself, am I sharing the word of God now as a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion, or did God help me to become a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion, knowing that I would have the chance then to share the word of God? You know, it's sometimes you wonder, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Love it. Well, Peter, let's close by having you share with us. We've talked a lot about faith and sports, obviously, which is what this podcast is all about. But just tell us a little bit about Peter's personal life, not to mention the parish that you belong to and any involvement there that you might like to highlight.
Sure. You know, the parish I belong to, there's a great little Catholic ministry right here in the little town of Hamilton, Montana. So I go there as often as I can. So that's my little local parish. When I go back home to Princeton, New Jersey, which I do often, Father Tom is our family priest, and he's kind of the head of that whole greater Princeton area. And not only is he my priest, but he is one of my closest personal friends. So we have a relationship that goes far beyond just seeing him in church. So those are the two parishes that I go to. With regards to my personal life, I am single. I'm not necessarily a widow. I lost in February, unfortunately, to cancer, a lady named Charlie. She was my partner for over 10 years. Mm. And I'm never afraid to talk about her or say that. You know, I don't want to bring this episode down because it wouldn't. She was an incredible person. Everything about her made my life a better place. She made me want to be a better man. And even now, when I reflect on her, which of course I do every day, if my faith is strong, hers was stronger. Mm. I jokingly say that if she's not in heaven, there's no chance I'm going to make it there. This incredible, wonderful, kind, beautiful, generous woman had such a love of Christ that you could not be around her and not feel the presence of God. You know, so again, something that sounds so horrible, you've lost someone that you love, but in reality, I got to share 10 of the best years of my life with someone who shared her love of Christ with me. So once again, you know, how lucky am I to have had someone like that to make me want to be a better man? So I've been very blessed. Yeah. Even in loss, I've been blessed.
Yeah, what a great tribute. What a great tribute. Oh, gosh, this has been wonderful. Peter, thank you ever so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. And audience, I listened to Peter and his story all the time that he spent in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. The word warrior comes to mind, and I didn't miss out on the bow hunting aspect, and it makes me think of the word arrows that comes up in the St. Sebastian prayer. St. Sebastian, of course, the patron saint of athletes. So let's close this week's episode with our prayer to him right now and do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Commander at the Roman Emperor's court, you chose to be also a soldier of Christ and dared to spread faith in the King of Kings, for which you were condemned to die. Your body, however, proved athletically strong and the executing arrows extremely weak. So another means to kill you was chosen, and you gave your life to the Lord. May athletes be always as strong in their faith as their patron saint so clearly has been. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.